Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You've come here to meditate, and that's what we're going to do. And here we are, practicing together. Wherever you are in the world, whatever's going on, you're a suitable candidate to be able to view what's happening in your mind. You're doing something for yourself. Whether you've been practicing this for ages, or you're brand new, welcome. In this meditation, it's really no big deal, and it's a huge deal, for everything that you've been through has brought you to this moment. But it's not a big deal in the way that we're just going to practice becoming the view of our situation. We're not going to fight. We're not here to push anything away. We're not here to become anything more. We've identified ourselves with our minds for so long, and our mind is just an organ. It's an organ producing thoughts like what the lungs breathe. So we're going to practice viewing the thoughts, all the things that we think make us who we are. This is not pushing thoughts away or having a totally peaceful mind. This is just on-the-spot, pure awareness practice. Whatever comes, practice. Becoming the view of whatever shows up. And doing that without strengthening self. This is the only place all day that we have to genuinely practice not being ourselves and strengthening the ego. It's little offerings like these that go into making something very beautiful that you can take refuge in. The Tibetan Buddhist word for meditation is gom. It just means to familiarize. So here we are, familiarizing ourselves with the inner workings of our mind as it pertains to this moment. So I'm going to give a very simple guide. Get ready to practice and not master. Get ready to have it be sloppy. Get ready to enter the non-linear. Whatever shows up, we're just going to be the view. So get yourself in posture that you can maintain for the next few and have it be something that promotes your alertness, something that supports your alertness. We have the rest of our lives to go back to sleep. I'm ready to be here. I'm ready to practice. Not too ambitious. I'll begin with this Tibetan Buddhist prayer. That's a motivation-setting prayer, which basically just states that anything that comes from this, anything at all that could be useful in our lives, that we share it with others. By the power and truth of this practice, may all beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from great happiness, devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in boundless equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. The mind of enlightenment, precious and sublime, may it arise where it has not yet arisen. May it never decline where it has arisen, but go on increasing more and more. Let's all take three deep breaths, expelling the stale air from our lungs. As we begin, let me state something very simple. You're not your thoughts. You are the awareness of your thoughts. already by this point, it may be difficult for you. You may be challenged by a busy mind. The goal here is not to have a peaceful mind. It's to notice that it's busy. I am the noticing. I am the noticing. Just get rid of the idea of doing it right. Take it easy on yourself. I am the awareness of a hurtful mind. I am the awareness of a joyful mind. I am the awareness of mind in all its variations. It's as if we're an eyeball floating in space. All it can do is view the spaciousness and the landscapes. If you have a pristine environment of total silence, acknowledge how constant the silence is. Every sound is now. And welcome. Notice any space around thoughts. Notice without collecting. Let it all go. Trust that simply your noticing is valuable. Trust that your noticing will be there for you. I'm not my thoughts. I am the awareness of thoughts. Notice the urgency of mind, wanting us to shift, wondering when it's over. Throw out everything you're collecting, just let it all go. Including a good meditation or a bad one. Let go of even useful information. Let go of any accomplishments of how well this is going. Let go any negativity. Come back to your place on the seat. This practice accepts no worldly value. Your money is no good here. All there is to do is look. All of what we're experiencing, all of the thoughts, they're yesterday's. No thought of yesterday can help you with now. This is its own moment. Leave yesterday's information and be here in this new space with new information found in silence and spaciousness. Extend your own kindness to the difficult areas you experience within thought, and come back to the moment. However many times you drift off in thought, you are always welcome back. There's no race, no competition. The name of the game is awareness. Take a moment to assess anything beneficial occurring currently. Bring to mind someone you unconditionally love. Someone you would do anything for in this world. Just offer it to them, this benefit. Offer it and mentally direct it towards them. Now, in the same way, bring to mind a neutral person in your life. Someone you don't have many experiences with. Offer them now anything beneficial occurring from this meditation. And now, as a practice of developing a generous and hospitable, accommodating mind, bring to mind someone who's very difficult, someone you have difficulty even being in the room with, or someone who challenges you constantly and brings out your worst. Offer them now the same benefit that you offered the other two. Offer them the benefit of this meditation. Offer it as medicine. Now finally, as we conclude this meditation, imagine as many living beings as you can bring into your awareness. As I dedicate the merit, I dedicate all of my merit, all of the goodness I've accumulated from this practice, and all of my virtue towards all beings. Now just take your time coming out of the meditation, merging where you've been with where you are now. Move really slow. There's no rush. It all awaits us. As you enter your day, or you conclude your day, this practice will be there for you. It's accessible. In a moment, we need our own grace. So let's go look for our own grace in our world. Something that's tethered to this moment. And let's see how many people can benefit. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you tomorrow.